Page 37. In April 1836,
Societatea Filarmonica,
a cultural society founded by
Ion Heliade Rădulescu
and
Ion Câmpineanu,
bought the
Câmpinenci
in to build a national theatre on the site, and began to collect money and materials for this purpose. In 1840,
Obșteasca Adunare,
the legislative branch established under the terms of the Imperial Russian approved organic statute, proposed to
Alexandru Dica,
the Prince of Wolaka, a project to build a national theatre with state support. The request was approved on June 4, 1840. Prince
Gheorghe Bibescu
adopted the idea of founding the theatre and chose a new location, on the spot of the former
Filaret
Inn. There were several reasons to favor this location. It was centrally located, right in the middle of
Podul Mogoșoaiei,
today's
Calea Victoriei.
The earthquake of 1838 had damaged the inn beyond repair, and it needed to be torn down. Old building. The August 13, 1843, report of the commission charged with building the theater determined that construction would cost 20,300 Austrian guilder, standard gold coin, of which only 13,000 gold coins were available. In 1846, a new commission engaged the Viennese architect A. Heft, who came up with an acceptable plan. Construction got underway in 1848, only to be interrupted in June by the Wallachian Revolution. In August 1849, after Prince
Barbu Dimitrie Știrbei
took power, he ordered that construction be completed. The front of the Bucharest Novotel, on
Calea Victoriei,
in 2010, replicates the exterior of the old Romanian National Theatre approximately in its original location. The theatre was inaugurated on December 31, 1852, with the play
Zoe,
or The Borrowed Lover, described in the newspapers of the time as a vaudeville with songs. The building was built in the Baroque style, with 338 stalls on the main floor, three levels of loggias, a luxurious foyer with staircases of Carrara marble and a large gallery in which students could attend free of charge. For its first 2 years, the theatre was lit with tallow lamps, but from 1854 it used rape oil lamps. Still later this was replaced by gas lights and eventually electric lights. In 1875, at the time its name was changed to
Teatrul Național,
its director was the writer
Alexandru Odobescu.
The historic theatre building on
Calea Victoriei,
now featured on the 100 lei banknote, was destroyed during the Luftwaffe bombardment of Bucharest on August 24, 1944.